This is Father Tom Herron, retired pastor of St. Monica Church, now living at St. Michael Church. Today we are celebrating the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. St. Mark has an interesting story. He was a cousin of St. Barnabas, and he lived in Palestine. As a young man, he worked for a while as a missionary with St. Paul and St. Barnabas. He experienced some difficulties on this journey, and he left them to go home to Jerusalem. He later became a companion of St. Peter, and he journeyed with him to Rome. It was with St. Peter that he received much of the message that later became known as the Gospel of St. Mark. St. Mark is best known for his role of being one of the four evangelists who wrote the Gospels in the New Testament. His Gospel was written before the year AD 70. It was the first of the four Gospels that was written. This Gospel is didactic in nature. It contains many of the stories and events in the life of Jesus. St. Mark depicts the many wonderful deeds that Jesus performed in his ministry of proclaiming the kingdom of heaven. This is the shortest of the four Gospels and is one of the easiest to read. According to tradition, St. Mark eventually made his way into Egypt, where he became the first bishop of Alexandria. During the persecution instituted by Nero, he was martyred. The story says that he was dragged through the streets of Alexandria and then told to deny his faith in Jesus Christ. He refused, and he died professing his faith in the one whom he served so well. In Christian art, he is depicted as a winged lion, as is found in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, chapter 1. Today he is venerated as the patron saint of Egypt, of the city of Venice, and of notaries.